Boyhood, the best-reviewed film of 2014, is now available to buy on digital HD before you can own it on Blu-ray. Acclaimed writer-director Richard Linklater follows the same actors over 12 years to tell a groundbreaking coming-of-age story like none other in film history. Starring Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke in their Golden Globe-nominated roles, Boyhood is also nominated for Best Picture Drama and Best Director. Buy it today from Paramount Pictures, rated R. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hello!
Emily!
Deanna!
I'm so happy to be here. I've had so much on my mind.
Tell me everything.
Well, no. I mean, I feel like there's something that's been happening that I've been hearing. I'm sure you've heard it, too.
Run it by me. I don't know.
By Felicia?
Oh, yes. I've heard it, but I do not know what it's about.
I feel like everywhere I turn, I'm hearing someone say to someone else, bye, Felicia.
Totally. And I'm not sure what's happening with it. I don't know where it comes from, but I do love it.
I love it, too. I want answers. I'm hoping we get them today.
Who is Felicia? Where is she going? And goodbye to her.
Yeah, and why can't she ever hang around for a little bit? It's always like, get gone, Felicia. You know, I want her to stay.
Exactly. But apparently no one else does.
No, everyone's like, get out of here, Felicia.
Another thing that I'm really excited to learn about today is turned up for what? So I don't think that needs any more explanation. I think we will just ask it.
Right. And we have a great guest today. Super excited for
the beautiful Garrick Bernard.
Yeah.
And I've never heard the name Garrick before, but I cannot stop saying it.
It's a great name.
It's really good. He's coming strong just with that.
Right. So and Bernard's a great name.
Totally. Together, it's like poetry.
Right.
And I cannot wait to have him on.
He can only succeed in this life.
Garrick Bernard.
Let's get him in here. OMFG!
The Garrick Bernard.
The?
The Garrick Bernard.
I have a the in front of my name?
Yeah.
Oh.
We are so excited to have you.
We're kind of obsessed with your name.
Really?
It's so good.
It's so strong.
Really? Mm-hmm. You think? I'm glad you got it correct first. I mean,
what do people
you can
do
read,
to it?
I just listen for the air in names. Like if anybody says like Eric or Daryl or Guarantee. So I look all three of those. Answer to those.
What?
Whenever
I thought we were getting to something that was close to your name.
Nope.
Guarantee? No. Guarantee? Someone calls you Guarantee?
Nobody calls me Guarantee, but people have messed up my name so much.
They got to
that
Guarantee,
I have to, yeah.
They were like, Guarantee Bernard, can you come into the office, please?
Gregarious also. That was the other one.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, Derek I can see, but
Derek, yeah. Nobody gets my name. Like, Starbucks is my worst.
What do they call you?
I don't know. Daryl. Daryl is my most
But there's no D
common.
In there.
Yeah, but people just don't.
Oh, let me hear
Starbucks
you say
don't.
It.
Garrick?
Yeah. No, that sounds like a G.
Yeah.
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 I'm not putting Daryl down. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, people still put it down for some reason.
Gary. That's what I would call you at Starbucks.
Gary?
You'd be Gary at Starbucks, too.
Fine. I can get my mind around Gary.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a youth?
I just text my cousin, what are some things that high school younger kids say? So I don't feel like a youth at all.
So you're looking to youth to get youthful, more
myself,
youthy
yes.
than
what did
you
they
already
teach
are?
You?
Nothing.
Oh, because you knew everything.
Because I knew everything.
Okay.
So, what was one thing they told you? And you were like, yeah, no, I know that.
What was it? About a week ago, that situation.
And what
I was like,
situation?
Oh, I know that.
We don't know.
You don't?
No.
Oh, no.
Don't feel sad for us. You're here to teach us.
No,
I
honestly do feel sad because I'm like, oh, how could you not know the greatness?
Okay,
of,
so we don't know. But,
okay.
Yeah.
But Bobby Shmurda, he did this whole No.
Nope. Who's Bobby Shmurda?
Writing
he
it down.
He is a rapper from New York.
Oh, Bobby. Bobby is not on our... Bobby Shmurda. We don't know him.
Bobby Shmurda, yes.
Sounds right? Very Jewish.
It does. It does sound very Jewish. He's a black guy, though.
Are you sure?
Black might, Jew? Is it a new movement?
Could be.
Okay. I'm going for it.
Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda. He started this whole craze with his the Shmoney dance.
Mm-hmm.
And he just puts SH in front of everything.
Clever.
So Shmurda of him.
Yes. In Bobby language, his name is just Murda. But, I mean... The whole dance was like a really big thing, and the song.
I know it's for the ear. It's a fantasy of the ear right now. Right. But could you show us?
Oh, you're just putting your hands up, okay. And you're going from side to side.
Doesn't seem that original. And
That's
the shmoney dance.
I think he can shrelax because I feel like people have been going side to side for a while now.
Yeah, but it's the way you do it. I guess. Okay. I don't know. It just feels
you
right.
You gotta put the shmoney
What's
in
that
it.
Song called? Is the song called Shmoney Dance?
No, it's not.
You feel so bad for us.
I
right
don't
now.
Even know no. the original term we were talking
I
about.
Know, I don't no, even no. know what happened.
All about something? What is it?
It
a
is
week
not,
ago?
It's not that either. It is called Hot Nigga. So I don't know if I could say that on
Beep.
Air.
Beep.
Yeah,
just
you could. But yeah, and then like the, what is it? The edited version is Hot Boy, I think. But
it's a big edit.
Yeah, huge edit. But yeah, and in the song, he says about a week ago, and in the music video, he does a dance, and everybody's like, oh, this is amazing. And Vine caught on to it, and now it's this big thing.
Vine is just in our face.
Yeah.
In our face. So Hot N-Word.
Yes.
Hot N-Word.
Take us back to the original thing your cousin was trying to teach you.
I think he told us. We just didn't get it.
Did I not get it?
Yeah, basically.
Went right over my head.
Can I try to recap?
Go ahead.
So what I heard was that Bobby Shmurda,
yes,
Murda for short, put together a song and bobs to the right, bobs to the left a little bit, thinks he came up with that shit. And he has a lyric that is about a week ago.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Exactly.
And Vine took to about a week ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Okay.
There was actually one time he was at a show and he got like arrested or whatever for whatever reason. He got arrested. And like the whole crowd was around like the cop car and they're like doing the shmoney dance. And it was
funny.
Yeah, it feels it's nice. It's like a nice little
it's
protest.
Beautiful.
It's good to have fans.
It's a schmo-test.
It's a yeah.
Are you mad?
No. Yes. No, I'm very upset.
We were talking about something earlier that I'm sort of fascinated by, and I'd love if you have any intel on it, you know, maybe it would be great to hear, by Felicia.
Oh, that is a line from, I feel like I'm on Jeopardy. Is that okay? Is that cool? I love
You're not winning anything. You know that, right?
He's gone. So, come back.
No, it is Urban Jeopardy. I don't, sorry. It's a line from Friday, the first Friday, I think.
That's like a movie from our time.
From your time, right. Right.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
You watched it?
Yeah.
That's like, is it a classic?
It is a classic.
I mean, it's a classic to me, but I don't know.
Wait, has it been, that phrase been with us this whole time? I feel like I've just heard it recently.
No, it, I don't know. I guess I just went back and took it from the movie.
Somebody just snatched it up and now it's gone crazy.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a shoe for people, like by Felicia, like
you're shooing someone away.
Yeah, right. Because it was just in the movie, it was some ugly hood rat girl trying to mess with Ice Cube on his Friday, you know, and
on his Friday,
and just like,
right?
It's by Felicia. I need to.
So when you like, if you were to say it in a sentence, could you?
Could I say it in?
So if somebody said to me, "Bye, Felicia," I should not feel good.
No, you should be like, "Oh,
like someone
why are you being mean to me right now?"
Right.
Yeah, like
they haven't. Just so you know,
right?
But I've heard "Bye, Felicia" around To me, not you. To me.
Okay.
But in the vicinity of me. Uh-huh. But I want to be ready for it to come my way to not feel good about it. I'm going to feel bad about it.
Would you even say it to someone, though? Or would you be like, I was talking about a girl.
Yeah.
And being like,
It's more of something that girls say, honestly. Oh, it's okay. More of a female.
Like a catty. Term.
Yeah.
Catty right. Kind of like, there's this girl, she's annoying, by Felicia.
Yeah, yeah.
But you wouldn't, like, saying it to someone would be really mean.
I don't think it would be really mean. It's still
could be
pretty
fun.
Playful. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I just
right.
Take you're offense like, to everything. So that's why I'm like, oh, it's mean. That's mean. All right. Yeah.
I'm going to try to use it this week and just see how I do with it.
Yeah.
You know, just see. I'm going to take it out for a spin.
Mm-hmm.
We'll report back to you.
And Garrick, you're a comic?
I am.
Yeah. What's the most recent joke you've kind of been crafting or idea you've been working on or kind of general thing you've kind of been?
As of late, it's a Bill Cosby thing. I don't know if.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm just, you know, just a little upset.
Okay.
About it. Not mad, but just
work
the fact
out.
That he's all these people are taking L's or whatever. Like he's sexually abusive.
Quick,
right?
Quick question. You said taking
L's. Oh, losses.
Losses.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
that mean?
Losses.
Just kidding. Not taking L's.
I actually would like more information about that.
Really?
Yeah.
On the losses? It's just
taking other people are taking losses.
Other people are taking losses. Like L's, just basketball, football terms, basically. If you got an L, you just lost.
Okay.
W.
So the person, the people who are
that's
coming out are taking L's?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, because you can take L's in everyday life. It's not just a sport thing anymore.
Yeah, taking L's. I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah. back. He's taking L's, you know, like he's sexually abusive. And that doesn't even sound like something you could say in the English language. Like I wrote this joke on, like, my computer or whatever, and, like, the little red squiggly line came up underneath that, right? And I right-clicked on it, and it just said, nigga, you lying. And, like, and I said, like, well, yeah, that's something that I've been working on. And
I like that.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
How's your love life going?
It is, it's cool, I guess. I have a,
Yes,
this
say
is
it,
weird.
Say it,
this is really,
say it,
this is really.
Say it.
I have a. I had a girlfriend of the past 4 years.
Have.
Yeah. This morning.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah. That was weird. And then I'm
is
like,
this like a breakup, like a major breakup.
Four years.
4 years.
That's
and I was
huge.
It's weird because I was like, oh yeah, I'm doing this podcast. This just isn't working out. And I'm like, oh. Fuck.
She broke up with you?
Yeah, because scheduling situations. But
what right. is the scheduling situation?
Was it our podcast?
Yes.
We can read. Let's do this another day.
No. It's okay. It's,
wait a minute. What is the scheduling? Are you on the road? What's the problem?
Oh no, I just at nights. I work during the day, and then I do comedy at night most nights.
Have we had this talk before this moment?
Yeah, a few times.
So it's your career.
Yeah.
And you're not willing to budge. And she is working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
You know what I have to say?
What? Bye, Felicia.
No,
we don't have to say that. I got scared. No, we don't want to say that to her. Are you sad? You look in good spirits.
You
I have
really
to
do.
Say.
Yeah, you gotta.
You're I coming mean, strong.
Yeah, you have to, you know, liven up because I don't want to bring everybody down.
So you're
you
in
know?
Your heart. You're like a sad clown right now.
I don't like clowns. Okay. Clowns are terrible. I mean, It happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the first breakup. It's definitely the longest.
Yeah. Were you thinking marriage?
I was. And yeah, you don't like to talk. I don't like to talk about it, to be honest.
Fair enough.
I don't like to talk about marriage with a significant other because you never know what happens in life. But yeah, it's honestly, it's because I was trying to like marry like a high school girlfriend, I think. So like me throwing that out is just a little weird,
You mean back in the day you tried to marry your high school girlfriend and it didn't work out?
No.
So now you're gun shy with even that thought. You don't even want to whisper it to a girl.
Yeah.
But you know that you have to or else you're going to lose the girl eventually.
Yeah.
Is that where we're at right now?
That wasn't like her biggest thing. Okay. But
you guys are young.
Yeah.
Is she young?
Yeah. Okay. She's my age.
Which is
23.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet 23.
So that is young. So we can bounce back from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But maybe get back together again?
Maybe. That would be cool.
Hmm. So we're taking an L today.
We are taking a big L. Yeah.
But
we've all taken an L.
Huge W.
Yeah.
Is that how I use that? Is that right?
I don't know.
No, it didn't sound right. He's laughing at me. I swung and I missed.
I liked
just to bring it.
I loved
sports.
Every part of it. I was like, great, great, great.
We're going to take a break.
Okay, let's do it.
OMFG.
Today's episode is brought to you by the new comedy series Togetherness, which debuts exclusively on HBO on January 11th. Togetherness is from brothers Jay and Mark Duplass, who you'll likely recognize as the forces behind Cyrus, Jeff Who Lives at Home, Baghead, and The Puffy Chair. Brett and Michelle are struggling to rekindle the spark in their relationship, which has been put out by the stresses of marriage and children. Brett's friend, Alex, and Michelle's sister, Tina, move into their house, and a tragically comedic struggle ensues as the adult foursome, nearing their 40s, try to keep their relationships and personal dreams alive. Whether those dreams are finally kickstarting their acting career or finding success with their bouncy castle business. The regulars of the show include Mark Duplass, Melanie Linsky, Amanda Peet, and Steve Zissis. Guest stars include Peter Gallagher, John Ortiz, and Mary Steenburgen. Shot on location in and around Eagle Rock, Togetherness blends laughter and pathos as the show explores deeper issues of friendship, careers, approaching middle age, and just learning to celebrate the small everyday moments of life that feel epic. Togetherness debuts January 11th exclusively on HBO, so don't miss it. That's January 11th exclusively on HBO.
OMFG!
Welcome back.
We are with Garrick Bernard.
Yeah.
He's still here. Thank God. I was so scared he was going to run away. He's still with us. We want to just circle back on some of the things that happened in 2014. Maybe get your thoughts on it. The Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh.
Any thoughts?
Did you do one?
I did not. First of all, we were going through a drought. I mean, during California, so we couldn't even do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like every time somebody would post the ice bucket challenge, I would post the article of where, like, where our water levels were.
Nice.
But, I mean, other than that, it's cold. It's cold water.
It's simply cold water.
Yeah.
Ask a youth.
Oh
my goodness.
We've got a friend here. Hey, Jonathan.
Well,
hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me come in.
Well, thank you for barging in, Jonathan Rodley-Welch.
I don't think you even had a choice, did you?
I would love to have had, but it just
But now he's
better.
Here and it's a blessing.
It's such hashtag blessing.
So blessed. I am hashtag blessed.
So what are you here to do?
Well, I have some questions
for the youth.
No. Yeah, I was outside feeling old and thought I'd come in and see if I could get some clarifications on things and maybe you could help me out.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Garrick is an expert, so.
Good. All right, Garrick. So.
He even knows what high school kids know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how young
that's a very experienced.
Yeah.
Experienced youth.
Experienced youth. That's exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to the right source. So Garrick, what social media should I use and what social media should I stay away from in order to stay young forever?
You should use LinkedIn. And no, I'm kidding.
Burn LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
By the way, I'm writing it down.
They're a sponsor.
Was that a
kidding?
Right. So you can get those networking goals in.
Sure.
I would say Twitter.
No problem.
If you like talking. Instagram if you like taking pictures.
But the Facebook's out.
Facebook is for if you had a Facebook before and you don't want to lose however many friends you had on Facebook. I guess it's just for keeping in touch because Twitter. I don't think Twitter is for talking to people really. I think that's just for spouting out some 180 character or mm-hmm. however many character joke or something.
So to make yourself feel good.
Yeah, make yourself feel mm-hmm. good and then just put it down. Whereas Instagram, I like Instagram when people don't take pictures of themselves. Like they take pictures of whatever their interests are. And then they have that little like white border on everything.
You I like that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why do you love that white border?
It just looks
classy.
It looks classy. Yeah. It does. And then there's like a bloom effect on like a weird, just one piece of chicken or something like that. Or you know,
something. So it's like hashtag definitely a filter.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Definitely doctoring it up. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm on both those things. So good. I'm already like decreasing in age.
And it sounds like Facebook you're only on if you're kind of grandfathered into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're just going to, what are you going to do? Yeah. Get out of it? No, but you're mm-hmm. not, that's not showing off any cool.
Right. Right. Facebook is, I mean, I've had it for like since I was in like ninth grade or so. So it's more so for nostalgic reasons or just to look back on, you know, where you came, I guess, or MySpace days. Like I went on my MySpace the other day. That was weird.
Wow.
Yeah, just to do it.
I mean, you must have been in sixth grade when you were on that.
Yeah. MySpace? Yeah. That was a long time ago.
You know what I do think is weird? Jonathan, I know you're asking questions, but
no,
if you don't mind.
Go ahead. It's your show.
One thing I do find interesting is like when we went to college, mm-hmm. and we left the only way we communicated was either via phone or through the written letter. So then when we came back, you know, there were people that you had that changed. You had an opportunity to change and to have a new identity a little. Like I feel like I did, you know. Right. I don't think when you have Facebook and you're constantly seeing the same people you've been seeing, I just think it's a different, totally different way. You like don't have that opportunity to like grow into yourself without your entire high school class watching.
Right, exactly. Because I mean, Facebook makes you feel sad immediately. Like like you have the letters. At least you have like a couple of days to find out that somebody is like doing better than you or whatever. But now Facebook, it's a click away.
Yeah,
sadness is a that should be their slogan.
Sadness and depression is simply a click away.
It's really true. Oh well, and it's funny because when you said we were in college, I mean, the point of Facebook was that you actually got a hardcover book. And you may not have, but we had a Facebook at my college where you would get pictures of everybody with their names, and that's what it was. You could figure out who was in your class. It was it was like a yearbook, but it was just pictures with names, and that was your Facebook. And that's where the actual thing came from.
Interesting. They didn't have that in the movie, I feel
Social Network lied to me.
Yeah.
Well, it was just an old-timey real thing that became...
Interesting.
It moved online and became a social media site.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are you most afraid of happening to you in your 30s?
In my 30s?
Mm-hmm.
That is
terrifying.
Yeah, in my 30s.
Do you think you'll be back with your girlfriend?
Maybe. That would be cool.
Mm.
I am most afraid of Interstellar coming true. If that means I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, but it was the Earth was like a barren wasteland. I sound like a hippie for a second.
No, go ahead.
Valid concern.
First I set the drought and now I'm okay. But yeah, just that whole thing where it's not even the fact that there were dust storms. It's just that they could only eat corn. So I was like, I don't like corn that much, you know. So I'm okay on that.
Wait, what is the premise what's the premise of the movie?
Of Interstellar?
Yeah.
Earth is no longer livable.
Okay.
And they're trying to find another planet to live on.
I think there's other things for you to worry about.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's 7 years away.
Yeah.
That's like around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, 7 to 19 years or more than that. Wait, I'm trying to do my math here. 7 to 17.
Your interstellar math?
Yeah,
he's
because like
30s
your 30s are a very
years.
Vast
oh,
decade.
Oh, that's true.
So anything could happen.
That's true.
From 7 to 17 years from now. I was thinking more like what would personally happen to you. Yeah. Like what? But now I'm afraid for myself
we're
as
all
well.
Afraid. It's like she's, terrible news.
She shouldn't have broken up with me this morning. That's why. No. That's exactly why.
We're with a heavy heart right now.
I'm just going to bring down the whole office.
There's no hope for any of us.
We have tissues here. We're just going to be sobbing.
Just angry. That's all. No,
Jonathan Bradley Welch, thank you so much for coming by. And we can find you at Bradley?
At Bradley, B-R-A-E-D-L-E-Y.
Awesome.
And Jonathan has an amazing storytelling show, which he hosts, and the next one is when?
It's January 23rd.
And it's called A Very Special Episode. Really funny.
Yes.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, guys.
We got to talk to Garrick.
Thank you, Garrick.
Yeah.
Garrick, I mean, you just brought my heart down.
Oh.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you do you feel like girls are dressing really slutty these days? And where are you at with it? And what should we do? And what's happening?
I think it's awesome. No, it is. I think it's desensitizing, dudes.
Yes.
On a pretty serious level, to the point where it's almost snowballing, mm-hmm. where girls. Mm. Guys are like, oh my gosh, look at this girl on the internet, you know, and then they go to their girlfriend and you're like, oh, why don't you dress more like this girl? And then she breaks up with him and she's still dressing like that. And then another guy sees her on the internet and he's like, oh, and he goes to his girlfriend and it just, you know.
So you feel like guys are seeing girls on the internet, they're dressed super slutty, they want their girlfriend to dress like the girl on the internet?
Or just in order to find them attractive.
They
you know?
Need that overstimulation. They need it to be so visually stimulating to like have a feeling that they're like, hey, can you look more like this?
Because it's so much easier to be called prude in this day and age.
Oh, that hurt.
Really?
The word prude?
Prude? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Well, no, but I can just imagine, you know, being a girl in this situation.
Right.
Like, if you're wearing a frumpy sweater like I am today, it's
and
like.
I am today.
Am I just immediate? It's like, you're prude.
I mean, nobody calls you prude or I don't know what they would call you. I should have asked my cousins. But they will just, you know. If you're walking down the street, they'll just pass you by or something like that.
So unless you're really putting it out there. Titties popping. You're like girls are just getting passed over.
I would say so.
Girls who might actually be hotter or more beautiful or whatever.
Really nice people. Yeah.
Or really nice people.
Yeah. And
they're
this,
just.
That was nice.
This
of you,
might
sorry.
Actually. What?
Yeah. The really nice people part was really nice of you to say.
Right. Yeah. They're really like, I mean, you'll probably have more fun with the you know, because you never know.
And well, because I feel like if you're putting it all out there, you're really concerned about the way you're looking.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that a nicer person may be more covered up.
Yeah.
Not in general, not always, but like it's fair to assume that they're thinking about other things
Right,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you don't want a relationship with that type of person anyway because they're so obsessed with their looks that, it could probably become an issue.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel the same way about porn? Like, it's too much?
Yeah.
And, it's funny because that might be what you're talking about earlier, but I was, thinking, oh, there was, a girl in a music video.
No. I was talking about the music video. I wasn't talking about porn at all. Porn's always been there. But even today's standards, it's older porn stars would be considered prude or whatever or what have you if you were to look at it proportionately
because they're just not as all out there
probably some of them.
Who's considered hot right now and amongst your friends of people we might know their names? Rita Ora, do you care? I'm trying to get a beat on her.
Rita
I don't
Ora,
know who she is.
Is that the British?
No,
I don't know.
No.
I see her, I hear about her, but I don't. You don't know either. It's fine.
Maybe.
Who's hot right now?
Right now, probably still Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. I feel great about that.
I love that.
Still Beyonce and. It's almost to the point where it's like I've seen you for so much of my life that I'm like, okay, who's the next person? And then you put her as the what's it compared to?
Right.
You know?
She's the pedestal.
Yeah.
Comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Beyonce's amazing.
Right.
And I don't find her to be
She's real.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she puts it out there in a way that's like, I mean, she's come into her sexual, like she's put out more sexuality the last year or so for sure. That should be on our What Happened in 2014 list. Mm-hmm. Like Beyonce put it out there.
Yeah.
But I still don't find her to be like, there's nothing ever it's, yucky about how she
she's,
does it.
She's sexy, so, but you have not seen it all.
Right. Right? Exactly. She's fair? So she's so line. Private with her personal life that you can't even. Even if you wanted to, you wouldn't be able to find anything on her. Even when the whole faffeting thing happened, there were literally no Beyonce pictures.
So what? Okay, so let's talk about that for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that was that like the best moment of your life?
it hurt because I like Jennifer Lawrence because of the reason that I was talking about before, where it's like, oh, she's you don't see a lot of her. You know, when she's it leaves enough to the imagination, and then you see her, and I was like, even these are kind of elegant. Even the like, even her sexed pictures are pretty Hunger Games.
She's not
elegant.
Like she doesn't have her like head between her legs, and like doing a cartwheel. Yeah. She's like sort of just casually. And not that I looked at them, I did. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I did
that's
too.
Not right. Okay, great. No, another female disrespecting other females. What up?
I felt like it was like, oh my God, this is happening. And you were like, okay, well, what?
Yeah.
Well, what? I got to see.
I stopped looking at them for the very, like, I was like, oh no, I can't. I need to watch the next Hunger Games. So I'm like, I'm not going to look at these but I did.
I have friends, but by the way, they have not dated since like people were sexting. So it's annoying. They're like so judgmental. Like if you take a picture of yourself and you are naked, what do you expect?
Yeah.
And it's like, look, you haven't dated anyone since the late 99.
Right,
it's like,
right.
I don't know. You've been married forever. So I don't really know. That's like just what kind of goes on.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to say like if someone took a picture, they wanted the entire world to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on pictures?
I love them. Those are awesome. I mean, and it really sucks that the faffening happened because now I can't get them anymore. So I'm just just
really? So that was
chilling.
Like a game changer. Girls were like, mm-mm.
No, I'm done. Yeah, because really? it was an iCloud hack, I believe.
Yeah.
So that means that you have to turn your iCloud off and you have to hope the person that you're sending it to has theirs off as well. So, and then Snapchat got hacked, I believe, too.
Mm.
So,
well, that one confuses me anyway because you can just take a screen grab.
Right. But they it notifies the person if they did.
But that already happened.
Yeah.
So you like, say, who like, cares?
Yeah.
Okay. So like just in this new dating arena, which, you know, everyone's no longer sexting.
Right.
we were wondering today as we were chatting, Deanna and I, like cheating.
Right.
What, like, where do you draw those lines? What is cheating?
Like,
define
if you're doing stand-up,
right,
that night you exchange numbers with a girl because she's like, oh, I want to see your next show. And you're like, oh, okay, I'll give you your number. But meanwhile, I could already give her the website. But I'm just creating a scenario. And she sends you a picture of herself.
Right.
Maybe naked, maybe not.
Right.
Is that cheating?
I don't think so. Because you didn't have control over it. So it was her decision. It has to be a two-way street, you know, where it's you're also sending things like, oh, this was nice or something like that.
And if you say, oh, thank you, this was a lovely picture, is that cheating?
Maybe. yeah, I guess so.
He's like, this is why we broke up.
No. It's more
inappropriate. If
it's more inappropriate than cheating. I think cheating should stay in the realms of physical contact, honestly.
So if somebody is sending you full cooch.
Right.
And you're responding to full cooch with peen.
Oh, yeah. Then that's cheating, I would say.
All right. Well, that's not physical contact.
Oh. It's, I mean, you're.
It's physical, but it's not physical.
It's not contact. there's weird lines there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to get them a little clearer.
Right. Yeah.
We don't have to do it now.
Okay.
We're going to think on it.
Cool.
We have all of 2015 to work it out.
To work it out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great. Garrick. Mm-hmm. Emily.
Schmagaric Bernard. This has been so amazing.
Yeah. I'm, thank you for having me.
Tell people where they can find you.
I'm on Twitter at Garrick Was Taken. So you can follow me on that, I guess.
That's your handle?
That's my handle.
Oh, that's cute.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
OMFG. We learned so much from Mr. Garrick Bernard.
I really like Garrick.
He, great guy.
Great guy, great name.
Oh, better name.
What did you learn today?
So I learned a lot from him, actually. I learned that, you know, when girls dress slutty.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lose-lose. It's not a win for anybody.
Right, because then you're the own – that guy's girlfriend dresses slutty and then he leaves her?
No, he wants his girlfriend to dress sluttier and they break up. And when then she's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to dress slutty now. So another guy is seeing her and says to his girlfriend, I want you to dress more like her.
It's a crazy chain.
So it's this cycle.
It's like a slut chain.
Yeah.
We learned about Bye Felicia officially.
Thank you so much. So it's from Friday, became popular on Vine. It became a meme. I guess I'm not totally clear on when it
– I think he was a little unclear too. But it has resurfaced somehow. And if you are over – it's a lot of girls used by Felicia. And if there was a chick who you're kind of talking to and she's annoying you.
You're saying bye Felicia, which I totally get. Mm-hmm. We learned also that LinkedIn is kind of a burn.
Yeah. Yeah, in terms of a...
It was good for no one.
A hip social media.
Also, we learned that Facebook is kind of, it's for older people.
You're grandfathered into it. You're not going to probably drop it, but not exactly
You're not
cool.
joining it.
No, you're not joining it. He said that L was for losses, if you got an L.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Also, most importantly, we learned about a week ago.
Yeah.
So that is from a Bobby Shmurda song.
Not Jewish.
Called Hot N-Word. And...
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And it's basically a lyric from the song that has become popular on Vine.
Why, we don't know, but it's become popular.
About a week ago.
And then we learned the Shmoney Dance.
Which is unclear to me exactly how you do it, even though he showed it to us.
We got a nice pic of it outside. It's kind of like your legs go one way, your arms go the other. It's kind of a broken down doll look.
It doesn't seem very original.
It isn't original.
But the Shmoney Dance is...
It's happening. And Bobby Shmurda is to blame.
Just smear him on a bagel and call it a day.
Yay.
Thanks so much, Garrick.
Emily, pleasure.
Deanna, till next time. Follow us at OMFG Pod, and we'll see you guys soon. Free stand on up, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that movie that we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot, send a drop on them. She gon' call me.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.